We got Rich and Rick from Finger 11 in studio here.
Yeah, Against Me Rule.
Hello. Yes, they do.
They did a show for us right across the way there. Man, you just missed them. What's wrong with you guys?
Man, see.
You're going to make special trips.
We were in like Texas or something. Like
oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah, you're in the midst of like just a gigantour.
It is. Yeah, everywhere. We flew in from Denver the other day, yesterday. You know, came right here, did some press, had to go right to soundcheck, do that show last night. So, but it's awesome. I mean, we're just getting, you know, all this great attention. It's...
Well, you got to hit it while it's hot, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And a great picture of you in the paper flailing away.
I saw that today.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's funny.
You have a, I got to say this. We'll get a picture for the blog later, but you have a great rock beard.
Yeah, big rock.
It's quite
beard.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? It's funny. I was growing a beard, like a pretty normal, average rock beard, uh-huh. And then I met Billy Gibbons I was growing it, and I was like, all right, I got to try and go for the bigger beard.
If there's anyone who's going to inspire.
Yeah, it was inspiring for sure.
This came out earlier this week, the latest news, mm-hmm. The latest press release on Finger 11,
right.
The Miss USA pageant.
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal? 8-minute song?
Yeah, well, I think it's 9 minutes. We were just as shocked as everyone else when the offer came in, but I mean... I don't know what it's going to be like. It should be a lot of fun. I mean,
yeah, it's cool. It's cool. We had to rearrange the song to it's during the swimsuit.
Oh, so they're actually going to be playing. And they're going to
exactly. So it starts off with us, and then it goes to a lot of instrumental while they come out and they strut their thing. You know,
wow.
And we play behind them.
You just keep that beat going.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
If we can keep the concentration.
Like, yeah, it's going to be tough. It's gonna speed up. Distractions are definitely
for sure.
A test for you.
I think so.
And is there any, do you have to sign any kind of thing? You can't mingle with the contestants?
Yeah, you cannot
anything?
Touch the contestants. No, I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Maybe probably for the judges. You guys might be in the
yeah,
clear.
We might be okay. I'm sort of excited to actually like meet a pageant contestant in person and see if there is... let's say, lack of better word, stupid as they are portrayed in like the media.
Like Miss Carolina.
That's great footage.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Like, what if it's all just a joke and they're putting it on?
Geniuses.
Yeah, exactly.
During the recording process, I thought this would be interesting. You took advantage of Skype, the free long distance phone, and you just had a phone wide open. Anyone could call during the recording process?
Yeah, we had a phone sitting there in the room. You know, thing with making a record, it's always one guy in there and then four other guys are sitting around. So there's always someone around to answer it, and people called from all over the place.
It was amazing.
It was
fun. Put the number on our website and was like, if you want to talk to Finger 11, call this number. And like, people would call in and they wouldn't believe it was us.
Yeah.
So you spend time convincing people that they just called Finger 11 and we're like, no, it is. It's not a joke. And then it was pretty funny. We had one kid get so nervous that he drank a bunch of beers before, and he's young.
Like,
he probably shouldn't have been drinking beers. But then by the time he actually got through and called, we couldn't understand him because he was so drunk. You know?
It was
pretty funny.
Was his name Chris Lynch? There's a guy who works here who...
it might have been.
He could have been him.
You know what was cool about that was, you know, like we'd been off the road for so long, hadn't really had any sort of attention from anyone, fans or anything like that. So I think it was cool for people to call in, but also, you know, because we'd been so out of touch, it was nice to know before we were putting out this record that people still cared. And so, I mean, it was sort of like a, you know, we were just as into it as, you know, hopefully fans were calling. So it was cool.
Nice. You did Regis and it's Kelly now. I always want to say Kelly Lee because it's...
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you meet the Reg?
Oh, yeah.
We did. We hung out.
Finger 11. Yeah. How are you?
Oh, it was amazing. Oh, it was,
he took a liking to James, totally. Yeah.
I needed a haircut, he said.
I liked his hair.
Yeah. And Katie Holmes was on, too. We got to meet her.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was kind of neat.
Did she try and, like, hand you information on Scientology?
Yeah.
No.
There's two guys dressed in silver suits walking around with her with, like, Martian hats on.
She must have felt so uncomfortable. Like the only coffee was in our dressing room.
She had to come in.
So she had to come in our dressing room. We're all just like da 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 da, ooh, dead silence, and we're all just like hungover,
staring at her. How's it going?
It must have been very strange for her.
A giant. You're on the midst of a giant tour, which just looking at the dates, you're not even. There's still a long ways to go, a long stretch to go. You must have some odd road stories. What's the weirdest kind of thing that's happened on the road?
Oh.
I know it's kind of put you on the spot.
Well, there's always it seems like there's so many that are hard to remember. I mean, you know, we played a show the other day in Texas and we showed up. It's us and Chevelle on tour together. And you know, it's a nice big club, but someone forgot to order lights. So we walk in and there's just a Bud Light neon sign at the back of the stage. You couldn't even put your backdrop up and there's literally not one light on the stage.
Right.
And So we're like, all right, like this could be kind of cool. Like as some crazy roadhead. We're waiting for Patrick Swayze to walk in and beat everybody up. Like, but, you know, they ended up ordering like three par cans on either side. So
it looked even worse.
It became like a high school graduation, like some band wars in high school or something.
Yeah,
like,
it was
cool.
Did you win?
Not that night, but we made it fun, man. It was cool. Like just crazy Texas crowds. You know, they're all drunk. They didn't care.
Junos, that's reason one of the main reasons you're in town. That's Sunday night.
Yeah.
You were just over rehearsing there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just going through it, and it's going to be cool. We're excited. We're going to go through it one more time tomorrow, so it's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Nice. Anything surprise, any pyro, any craziness?
There is a surprise twist to the performance.
Okay, don't give it away. We don't know. You just got to watch.
And the only thing I can promise you, it's not pyro.
Okay. Cool. Well, whatever.
Anne Murray took the pyro. Yeah. So.
Oh, well, she loves the pyro. All right, Rick and Rich from Finger 11, thanks for dropping by. Man, have a great time at the Junos, and I will play the hit. What the hell?
Thanks, brother.
You know this song, don't you?
I've heard it a few times.
Once or twice. Finger 11, Paralyzer. It's on X929.